A life insurance policy for you, May 31st. The goal to be reached. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. In the council of heaven, provision was made that men, though transgressors, should not perish in their disobedience, but, through faith in Christ as their substitute and surety, might become the elect of God, predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. God wills that all men should be saved, for ample provision has been made, in giving his only begotten Son to pay man's ransom. Those who perish will perish because they refuse to be adopted as children of God through Christ Jesus. There is no such thing in the Word of God as unconditional election, once in grace, always in grace. In the second chapter of 2 Peter, the subject is made plain and distinct. After a history of some who followed an evil course, the explanation is given, which have forsaken the right way, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Here is a class of whom the apostle warns, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. There is truth to be received if souls are saved. The keeping of the commandments of God is life eternal to the receiver. But the scriptures make it plain that those who once knew the way of life and rejoiced in the truth are in danger of falling through apostasy, and being lost. Therefore there is need of a decided, daily conversion to God. All who seek to sustain the doctrine of election, once in grace, always in grace, do this against a plain, thus saith the Lord. It depends upon your course of action as to whether or not you will secure the benefits bestowed upon those who, as the elect of God, receive an eternal life insurance policy.